Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The University of Nebraska Center for Ag Profitability and Nebraska Extension will present a series of workshops across the state for farm and ranch landowners, landlords, and tenants who want to learn more about current trends in farm or ranch real estate and best practices for managing or leasing land. Extension Ag economist Shannon Sand talks about what attendees can expect at these workshops.
Yeah, it's really important as either a leasee or a lessor, I believe is the correct terminology, to really know your numbers, but also to know what is in your lease. And then again, you know, as an owner of land, what is the value of your land worth? You know, should you decide to, you know, farm it, ranch it, whatever you decide to do. Forestry is an option on the eastern side of the state in some areas. So whatever you decide to do with that, what is the value of that land? So what's the opportunity cost and things like that? So we're doing a series of meetings that are really going to focus on evaluating current trends in land values and cash rents, lease provisions and legal considerations, proper communication strategies and considerations for successful land transitions as well. So it's going to cover a really wide variety of topics. So the dates and locations are going to be November 18th in North Platte from 11 to 4 p.m. Central Time, November 19th in Kearney from 9 a.m. to noon Central, and then December 4th in Alliance from 9:30 to 12:30 Mountain Time, and then December 5th in Sydney from 9:30 to 12:30 Mountain Time. And then if you want to register at those, you can go to cap.unl.edu. And then at the bottom, there's a link for the different land workshops. And you can find out how to register at those. Because again, this is one of those cases, each of these locations really wanted this workshop and series. And because of grant funding, we were able to provide that, luckily. And so you have to register at each location individually. So we'll go much more in depth on regionally and locally in that area, what the actual land prices and rental rates are, and depending on where you're at. So like here in North Platte, I'm West Central, we have a lot of people that have both crops and cattle. So I will cover in this area, obviously, both crops and cattle for this region and this county as well. So it'll be much more in depth, but we'll also, again, cover some of those what lease provisions, because whether you're, like I said, whether you're the leaser or the lessee, you really need to know what is in a written lease, and also know kind of if you're doing a verbal lease, when does that verbal lease legally end? What is included in that verbal lease? Because that verbal lease, according to the state of Nebraska, does include certain provisions that the lessor and the lessee are responsible for, as well as the end date for that lease, because a verbal lease in Nebraska legally is only 1 year. Doesn't matter what you talk to your neighbor about. I'm just telling you, legally, it's 1 year. So versus if you want a 5-year lease, you really need to have it written and have that discussion of what those provisions are. Because again, your rental rates depend a lot on who's taking care of what. So I come from a cattle background, so that's what I'm thinking of. So, you know, who's taking care of the fencing? Who's taking care of the watering? Who's checking on the cows regularly, right? I've worked with some people that they're the land owners and they actually do all of that, right? So they charge a slightly higher rental rate versus I've also worked with, again, people who are the cattle owners of the cattle and are the lessees. And they do all of that. So they pay a slightly lower rate, as well as they do maybe maintenance on the fields and take care of any weeds or underbrush or things like that, or get rid of like noxious trees. I'm thinking cedar. We recently had a discussion on that, so it's on my brain, but things like that. So again, because there's a lot of give and take and communication and considerations with those leases, depending on, you know, who's doing what in them.
Once again, you can find more information about the workshops at UNL Center for Ag Profitability's website at cap.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills.
Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.